Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
Up there, exhaust port for the ventilation system.
Oh, come on, isn't that a little obvious?
I guess we go in.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Taj, give me your hand!
Karya, you can't!
Do it!
Holy Hudspit, we made it!
You have energy neutralizers built into your boots.
Don't you?
They must have misplaced my order.
Cell 1701D empty.
Sith spawn alert level red!
Dirk? I see it.
They're not here?
Great.
They must be processing the transfer already. Blast it!
Or not.
They escaped without us.
They never let us have any fun.
Breathe!
Oh, Sith spawn! Run!
Go, go!
Fire!
Quick, in here.
Phew, that was a close one.
Where's the light switch?
Here it is.
Look at our luck.
Luck? Imperials could be in here at any minute.
Well, get your clothes off then.
Excuse me?
Quit looking like a prisoner and start looking like an Imperial reporting for his shift.
Oh, right.
Stuff your clothes in one of the lockers.
Your credentials look fine, it's just...
Just what? Corporal, is it?
Yes, sir. Now's simply not the best time.
I'd say not. What in the galaxy could have your facility on alert at this time of night?
It's probably just a drill.
Probably. Did you hear that, Commander? Probably a drill.
You are an Imperial officer. How can you not know whether it is a drill or not? Now, I can haul your commanding officer off this rock in energy binders if I must.
Prisoner escape, ma'am. Cell 1701D, the facility is in lockdown. According to regulations, I cannot allow you access until the situation is resolved.
There. You see that, Major? A good Imperial officer can always follow the appropriate regs. Don't smile at me, Corporal. This isn't a pat on the back session.
Yeah, it's a punch in the face session.
Huh?
Not quite according to regs. Is it, Horn?
I was getting tired of this.
All right. Well, fetch his eyes for me, will you?
What?
How do you expect to get past the retinal scan? You've succeeded in eliminating our security override.
Oh. No, I haven't.
See? He'll do just fine for us.
Your ability to improvise never ceases to come in handy.
What are you doing in here? By my chronometer, you're at least...
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, Commander, I didn't...
Didn't what?
I didn't... Well, I don't recognize you, sir.
Would you recognize the brig?
Yes, sir?
Try to remember that before you come barging in here shouting orders at people.
Yes, sir!
Lieutenant, with me.
Right behind you, sir.
Whew, that was nerve-wracking...
Too long out of the game, old fella?
I didn't sign on for this part of it.
Hopefully there's not too much more of it for you.
Alright. Docking bay?
The docking bay.
Let's go then.
Imposters! Stop them!
What?
Let's get out of here.
Don't move.
Zell?
Freeze!
Ah, you've apprehended the missing prisoners. Good work, Corporal.
Thank you, sir!
All in all, a stirring escape attempt, Stark.
Where are the two who helped you escape? I saw them. One was a woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get them out of my facility.
Move them to the Hutt's ship.
Very well, sir.
From here, Commander, we have a view of the entire docking bay. Ah! Sounds like they've found the prisoners. Here they come now. If you look here at the security monitor, it's a fascinating system. We can monitor every aspect of our docking and ship repair facilities.
Do you see that?
Am I dreaming?
Wonderful system, isn't it? The resolution is phenomenal. Watch this.
There!
I don't believe it!
Simply a beautiful system.
Thank you, Captain.
You're not leaving, are you? I haven't
it's
shown
you It's a
very
nice the... security system, Captain. We need to find the General, if you don't mind.
I can take you to him. It's no trouble.
No. That won't be necessary, Captain. We know our way around very well by now.
Oh. Well, if I can be of any further assistance, don't hesitate to find me.
Quickly.
I'm
don't
going.
Don't forget to mention me. Captain Stein.
It was Dorn, right?
Yes. And did you see who was with him?
I didn't recognize him.
That stranger from Dorn's hangar. Right before I was clubbed in the head.
What? How? We saw his ship explode.
He obviously wasn't in it when it did, Corporal.
So what do we do?
It looks like they're taking them to that vessel there. What is it? A Hutt pleasure cruiser?
Stowaway?
Do you have a better plan?
Well, what do we do when we're aboard?
Get them off and get back to Gil's ship.
How do you suppose we do that in the middle of an Imperial base?
I'm working on it, Horn.
I would have thought they'd seal that thing by now.
Well, I don't think they figured on anyone going through the central ventilation duct again. Gotta get inside to get into it.
Someone's coming!
Get down behind the crates!
Catalog the credits and put them in the cargo hold while I conduct pre-flight.
Did you see that?
What?
That's the bounty hunter.
You're right.
I don't think this is a coincidence.
I don't want to spend any more time in this hangar than necessary. Yeah, well, enjoy your job while it lasts.
What's that about?
While it lasts? I don't like the sound of that.
Better be the hasty one, boss.
You got that right.
I'm getting on that ship.
We don't even know where this guy's going.
It doesn't matter. Once he lands, I'm finding out where my uncle is.
Oh. I better go with her. Someone has to be the voice of reason.
Well, good luck then. May the Force be with you.
It is. The droid is scanning the crates. Let's go, Hodge.
Right behind you.
Squeeze in, back here.
Karya?
Yeah?
Not to be a pest, but you probably can't club this guy in the back of the head with a hydro spanner.
You're probably right about that.
I get the feeling security for getting aboard was rather lax.
Probably figured we purchased our passage for furlough or something.
Well, where to then?
I hear Hutt cruisers have especially good selections at the bar.
Now's not a good time for drinks.
Stowaways, are you sure about that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, all right. Hey, Anders! Captain Stein says we got a couple of stowaways aboard.
Feeling like that drink right about now.
Let's move, then.
Very well, Corporal. Keep me posted. Excuse me. This is Janice.
I wanted to thank you for your hospitality, General.
Stifle it, Syl. What do you want now?
I just wanted to show you how much I appreciated our relationship.
Oh yes? And how's that?
I left you a gift. A bright, shiny gift to thank you for all your service to the Empire. It's underneath the hangar bay, actually.
What? What do you mean?
This.
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Chris Dickey as Hodge, Silas Carter as Karya Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayala Wasiri. Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness. Hazen Nestor as Rogan Carell. Joe Harrison as General Janus. Michael Spence as Carol Doran.
And guest starring
Chris Lester as Captain Stein, P.G. Holyfield as Officer Number 1, and Billy Flynn as Officer Number 2.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.